you have records, you don't play records so much anymore, but if you remember the, your records, your 78s and 45s, they had grooves in them, yes? Mm-hmm. And what would happen if the needle was broken or something happened? You'd get stuck in the groove, yes? Mm-hmm. And repeat the same old thing, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So energy and consciousness is very similar to this. You can get stuck in something and repeat the same old groove. This would be an example of not being aware of what you are doing, not being aware that your activities are setting the same thing into motion. And within these larger cycles, there are, let's say, they can be called epic battles, epic confrontations of a very, very large nature. And these are the so-called myths and true teachings that you see come through Tolkien's final battle, that you see in the Golden Compass. You may hear about this in Christian terms, the world end times where the archangels all come and the souls are released and they come to help save the day, etc. You heard us last night talk about how your deceased ancestors, particularly those who passed over during the nanosecond, but it is certainly not just that time, that they are all gathered around because they know there is an epic battle that is transpiring on Earth of massive proportions. And even if we were to spend all day telling you about the forces involved in this, we would barely cover the story. These conflicts of energy, let's say conflicts or confrontations of different types of consciousness, are true. They are magnanimous undertakings, and it is very, very common that at these times when reality makes probable choices, when forces must come together to, quote, choose good or evil, that the dead will find themselves with the living. And some of the Christian sects on your planet have this idea that at the certain end times, 144,000 are going to be raised, and they will be raised up out of the dead, and even if their body is decayed, it will be brought back to life, and all these stories. They all have truths to them. And they are showing you from many different directions that whether you are in the body or not in the body, there are these times of cleansing where there are confrontations of consciousness and everyone chooses. You can picture them as swords and gore and battle and explosions, and some of the things have come down this way. In actuality, some of the stories of battles from that occurred on your planet in the so-called past would be descriptive of these epic confrontations. For example, in the Mahabharata, in the Vedas of India, in some of these old books, they're all about a cosmic conflict and battles and wars that between those on Earth, sometimes those inside the Earth, those from the heavens. And you think, oh, it must be a big bang, bang, shoot 'em up, and they must have super technology and all this. But in actuality, some of them were not literal battles as you would understand them, but they were battles and conflicts of consciousness that then were later on described as if they were literal physical battles. Do you understand? So you are in one of these periods now. This is exactly what's happening. The battle for life, the battle for your soul spirit. And all you have to do is look out in the media and see the various crazy stories of people literally losing their home station, losing their moral integrity, and let's say carrying out acts of complete imbalance, insanity. And these sort of things are going to grow and grow and grow and grow. Do not move into fear, and certainly do not think that you are going to be alive for some massive Armageddon where everything is going to go up in some cinder ball and people be wandering around ignorant and dying, etc., etc. That is not a viable future. And certainly it's not on anyone's agenda here that we can see. And if it's not on your agenda, then guess what? It's impossible to end up in it. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, that does not mean that this conflict of consciousness is not always transpiring. Each of you must make choices, and you must fine-tune those choices to be, quote, as good a person as you can. That means to guard, the spirit must honor and guard the body so that the body takes on no activities of shame or no activities that would then completely distort the good word of your spirit. And so this conflict is growing and growing. You will see it play out more and more on a political level. That is where you will really see it play out. It will dishearten the people tremendously, because people want to put their eggs onto a leader, a savior, a someone. And these people will just disappoint you time after time. As we said last evening, the leadership must come from each individual, and that will be given to you. Which are Tolkien and Pullman, they were, let's say, looking at classic movement of how consciousness evolves itself. What else, Peg?
Well, I was wondering how much your prayers to your ancestors would help in...
They make a tremendous difference.
Yeah.
And it is important to understand that your ancestors are around you. When these stories are being shared, or when they are depicted in a movie, of course they are being graphically presented, and they are exaggerated, and it sounds as if everyone sees everything and everything shows up, and it's this one just large jubilee.